a shocker, to put it mildly. You must be furious.
I don't know about the shocker. I mean, you know, the shock is that for a game that we're totally dominant, and I don't think they even had a shot, to concede so late on is frustration is probably putting it very mild.
The game should have been put to bed a long time before.
Yeah, it should have been. You know, it's our form over the last three games have been very good. You know, and it should have been 9 points out of 9. You know, sadly, you know, we've gifted 2 points against a team. You know that we put to the sword and totally dominated. And like I say, the game should have been over. We've had a lot of opportunities, but unfortunately, in a game, more often than not, somebody's going to have one chance, and that's what they had. And that's got to be our big frustration. But, you know, I just said to the players, all in all, the performance has been good, and you know, they deserve to come out with 3 points. Yeah, there might be a bit of, you know, blaming. Should he have done better here? Should we have won the header at the far post? You know, I'm not 100% sure about should Matt done better. You know, sometimes you need to see things before you start being too critical. But on the whole, it's been a good performance, marred by 95th minute. You know, and again, you know, I don't get, you know, if it's 4 minutes overtime, it's 4 minutes. You know, and then to stretch it over 5.5. I don't get it. You know, it's that's my moaning grunt with the referee.
Looking forward, I mean, you did have that good run of 2 wins, non-goals, and no goals conceded. That must give the team a bit of confidence going into 2018 in order to close the gap on the playoffs.
Yeah, very much so. You know, we know that we've fallen short. You know, I said before, all in all, you know, we reached the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup, we're still in the FA Trophy, still in the Birmingham Senior Cup, and placed for a challenge. But our expectations here, you know, not just my own, you know, everybody at the club, we want us to be right up there. And, you know, we've got a bit to do, but, you know, we're good coming out of the pack. We're very strong over our second half. You know, and I've stated, you know, having a stronger bench today, having Conor Gaiter, Shearer, Jack Duggan. We've signed Richard Batchelor from Stafford, who is, you know, got a real winning competitive streak in him. And, you know, I think we're in a strong position. And as I said, there'll be a team coming through the pack. And as proven, you know, if we'd have taken 9 points out of 9, we'd have been closing the gap very quickly.
This day last year was one of the biggest days ever for the club when you took on Wycombe Wanderers in the third round of the FA Cup. You got Billericay around the corner in the FA Trophy. Are there still big times to come for Stowers this season?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, when you look at it, you know, we've reached the last 32, considering there's, you know, 60-plus conference teams already. That's a great achievement. It's an intriguing draw with Billericay in terms of their high-profile manager stroke owner and some of their high-profile players. So it's
Kane, the referee, as well.
You know, it looks great. And we're looking forward to the game. We've got nothing to lose. And, you know, we'll have some great support down there.
Gary, commiserations today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.